Yeah, yeah. The Black Keys closing out that particular thing. It's just after 12. It's 12:02 to be precise. And I am Chuck. I'm filling in for Chris here on Strike the Box on WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned.
Find us on the dial. Your radio station W blah blah blah. I'm Chuck E. And you're ready for an audio journey because here we go.
About to go on the air, reaching out to our secret listeners, secretly bringing them a warning over the secret air into their secret ears.
Where am I?
On the air.
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 You're on the radio.
You're on the radio.
Hundreds of years.
About our anonymous guest who is sitting beside us.
He's on the radio.
I hope you no longer unconscious because invisible faces are turned in invisible ways. The better to hear.
I see it, Barry. This should be a very dynamite show.
Elvis Costello with a hit of the modern lovers to close out our mini radio montage brought to you by Chuck Hugh here at the Pauline Blois Studios of Boston, Massachusetts.
Fear not, fear not. This is WMFO in Bedford. WMFO in Bedford. This is... Is it? Is it really WMFO in Redford? Yes, it is. Okay, we're just checking out some headphones here. Chuck, this is Strike the Box. Fear not. It's allegedly music of pop rock novelty tunes and stuff from the past six decades. That's what Strike the Box normally is. But I'm here with Michael Bloom. And with his influence, of course, we get a little more esoterical. Is that a word that we can use to describe things?
As a portmanteau word, esoteric plus satirical.
Yes.
That works for me, sure.
We just heard there Ride a Radio Wave by Hogazuke of Can fame from his CD, Canny Courier Through Time. And we opened up the show with my radio montage from way back in the early 80s, with all those different songs about the radio from the early 1980s. Local band Cul-de-Sac is behind us right now. The tune Sands of Iwo Jima. Iwo Jima.
Yeah. You know, where they took that iconic photograph of the soldiers putting up the flag.
Yes. And this is from their Crashes to Light, Minutes to Its Fall CD of 1999. Local music.
Yeah.
Very local.
Yeah. Recorded in Providence, Rhode Island, just down the street.
Mm-hmm. But the band resided in the greater Somerville area.
Well, the greater Cambridge area.
Okay. Well, greater Somerville and greater Cambridge are essentially the same thing.
Yeah. Somerville is the lesser. Cambridge is the greater. Just ask a Canterbridgian, they'll tell you.
Well, Somerville is where all the people who can't afford to live in Cambridge go.
That's right. That's right.
But now Medford's becoming the place where all the people who can't afford to live in Somerville go. But we're not here to discuss economics or real estate.
Sure we are. Just watch.
We're here to bring you music through time and space.
Michael's, Mike Jitlov.
Michael's already picked out something here by a local band, Walker Sickert.
Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys.
You tell me they're a cross between Nine Inch
Nails? Yeah, the back of the business card ran to these guys. It's like if the Incredible String Band tried to be Nine Inch Nails.
So, with that,
and this is a new record because it came out of the new shelf.
New shelf. That's not, yeah.
So I have no idea what this one sounds like, but I'm sure there's something disturbing.
Well, the name of the album is Come Black Magic, which is also the tracker, the title of the second track.
Yeah, we could try that. Unless another title jumps out at you.
Army of Me. Children of the Caution. Of the Cauldron.
Children of the Cauldron, yeah. They're into various flavors of occult.
Hence Come Black Magic.
Hence Come Black Magic.
Nine Inch Nails, an incredible string band.
Or that's what they sounded like the last time I saw them. It's been a while.
Well, we can go with the title track of this new CD.
Let us do that. They wouldn't have called it after that song if it weren't important to them.
And then we can go with some incredible string band and make some comparison notes.
Okay. And some Nine Inch Nails.
Here on WMFO in Medford.
Yeah. Straight from the shoulder, I think like a soldier. I know what's right and what's wrong.
He knows what's right and what's wrong.
I'm the original discriminating buffalo man, and I'll do what's wrong as long as I can.
He'll do what's wrong as long as he can.
I live in a labyrinth under the sea, down in the dark as can be. I like the dark as can be.
He likes the dark as can be.
I'll even attack you or eat you a whole. Down in the dark my bone mills a roll. Porridge for my porridge bowl.
Porridge for his porridge.
The earth from which I'm born.
He's strong as the earth from which he's born.
I can't dream well because of my horns.
He can't dream well because of his horns.
They are such a bore. His habits are predictable, aggressively reliable. Bull, bull. Strong as the earth from which I'm born.
He's strong as the earth from which he's born.
I can't dream well because of my horns.
He can't dream well because of his horns.
I'm the original discriminating buffalo man. I'll do what's wrong as long as I can.
He'll do what's wrong as long as he can.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. I wear this crown of thorns. upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts. I cannot repair beneath the stains of time. The feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down. Find a way.
You gotta ride slow. this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along?
So we can watch him back. That's from Human Wine, local band from about 10 years ago, I think. Before that, we heard a brand new remix from Stan Ridgway, All Too Much. It's all too relevant. And it wasn't the Beatles song either. Johnny Cash with his version of the song Hurt. Mr. Boone pulled that one out, as he also pulled out the Incredible String Band.
The Minotaur's song. That's from the album called
So Good Your Memories.
The Hangman's Beautiful Daughter.
Excellent, excellent.
One of the great hippie documents.
Yeah, and we started that set up with some brand new local music from Walter.
From Walter Sickert and his army of broken toys, who got a lot louder since I saw them last. They used to be this weird sort of perverse parlor orchestra with mandolins and stuff, and that was a full-fledged Nine Inch Nails type production,
which brought us into a Nine Inch Nails cover.
Yeah,
for that,
without the drums this time.
Behind me right now is the Kosek Brass Band, a local band. The first track of their new CD, Round 2, this one's called Up in Smoke.
Do the Cossacks work for the Tsar?
Interesting question. I do not know the answer. Well, we'll bring them to the foreground, and you pull out some Tony O'Kay going back to 1982. I'll have to get that queued up on the plastic things that go round and round here.
I'm so archaic.
Welcome to the club. This is WMFO Medford, Strike the Box. On a little tangent of not usual Strike the Box format, but fuck the walkway here, and we're doing it. Hope you're liking it. WMFO Medford, stay tuned.
Thank you. left. You go down 29th Street, and you take a right there, and you see the diner on the left, and right there in front of the Exxon, right there you'll see it, McDonald's.
Walk sign is on.
All right, nothing else besides Monk we could think of to play except this beautiful number by the James Gang. We'll get you in.
Taking my time, using my line, trying to decide what to do. Looks like my stop, don't wanna get off. I got myself hung up on you. Seems to me, you don't wanna talk about it. Seems to me, you just turn your pretty head and walk away. The worst mess I've been, I find myself starting to doubt you. It seems to me, we talk all night, here comes the morning. Seems to me, you ignore what we said and greet the day. Yeah. We'll be right back. myself down. I'm stomping around. I'm thinking some words I can't name you. Meet you halfway. Got nothing to say. I don't suppose I can blame you. Seems to me you don't want to talk about it. Seems to me you turn your pretty head and walk away. Taking my time, using my line, trying to decide what to do. Looks like my stop, don't want to get off. I got myself hung up on you. Seems to me you don't want to talk about it. Seems to me you turn your pretty head and walk away.
Eugene at the ending here. Live at the Lily Pad from his Weird But Comfortable album. This one is called Walk Away. Thank you, Eugene. The Yardbirds before that with Psycho Daisies from the Ultimate CD.
Trying to figure out what real record it was from or what session. And I'm betting that it's from the Little Games record.
Yeah, it was obviously a reissue, but it says 1966 here in Spinitron.
Does it?
Yeah.
Hmm. 1966, Jeff Beck would have still been in the band.
Interesting.
But it sounds like Jimmy Page to me.
Gang of Four was before that with Cheeseburger from the Brief History of the 20th Century. And Tony O'Kay, by request, more or less. I don't know, when you play records, you're part of the show, so it's not necessarily a request. Cause
yeah. An editorial decision.
the New Dark Ages, which Michael says is appropriate for the Trump era.
Yeah, there's a line in there about gangsters and the government that speaks to me.
And another thing that speaks to you is Tim World, with a piece behind this right now called Moon Tropism. From the Doom CD of 2012. You're playing bass on this. Are we allowed to say that?
I'm playing bass on this.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll bring this up
and
to
since
the...
my headphone doesn't work, I can't tell you anything about it because I can't hear it.
That's interesting, too. Yeah, well, we're having some technical difficulties at the start of the show, and the headphone monitoring is a little iffy, but we're working through it. Hopefully, we're not drowning ourselves out with the music. Anyway, we'll bring Tim World to the foreground and get into his space set, more or less. We've got a new CD here from T-Max called Hole in My Shoe, in which he does a pretty cool cover of Bowie's Space Oddity. And we'll let that kick off our space set here on WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned.